Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 327 for Monday, March 30th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher in light volume trading Monday morning, following U.S. soybeans ahead of tomorrow's USDA prospective plantings report. Values were $3 to $4 higher with the most active May contract, $4.20 higher, checking in at $452.80 per ton. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and U.S. soy oil were all stronger, which gave support to values. Growing conditions in Western Canada are considered dry, which has put a weather premium into the market. The Canadian dollar was lower against its American counterpart, which made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. However, the technical bias has shifted to the downside in anticipation of tomorrow's USDA report, and commercial demand is also expected to weaken due to the ongoing South American soybean harvest. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher. Soybeans were 5 to 7 cents higher, with the May contract checking in at $9.75 a bushel. Traders are positioning themselves ahead of tomorrow's USDA report. Large yields continue to come in from South America, which is in the middle of its soybean harvest. Speculation continues to swirl. The U.S. farmers will plant more soybeans than initially expected. To corn, corn values were 1 to 2 cents higher, with the May contract sitting at $3.93 per bushel. Worries about demand for U.S. corn continue to press values a bit. Corn has been mired in sideways trade since mid-January, but that could change with tomorrow's USDA report, as it is expected to show a reduction in expected corn plantings. Rain is forecast for the U.S. corn belt, which should help development of the crop. U.S. wheat was 12 to 14 cents higher, with the May contract checking in at $5.21 per bushel. Ongoing concerns about a lack of soil moisture in the U.S. Great Plains has put a weather premium into the market. The foothills east of the Rockies are of particular concern, with hard red winter wheat being the crop most affected so far. Cool temperatures have generally helped out U.S. crops so far. The Russian crop is also suffering from dry conditions. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 30th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.